It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fully loaded Felger Maserati program there, and that Zoe call pretty much encapsulates it. Let's play the blame game. Was that interception, was that game on Brady? Was it on the players around him? Was it on the coaching, i.e. the play calling or the personnel? You can pick apart all three things on that play. I think you can pick apart all three things as it relates to that game. Where do you want to start? Maybe we start by asking a bigger question. And I'll start with Murray because I think Murray's raring to go on it.
Sure.
Have you given up on the team?
Like, are they going to win the Super Bowl?
Right. Have you given up?
Yeah.
You've given up.
Yeah, they're not winning the Super Bowl. They're not. The offense isn't good enough.
And that was
yesterday. Was a tipping point. It was. I've been wrong. So I'll just give you the you just asked those three questions. It was 70% on the personnel around him. I would say 10% on Brady, and the other 20 was on the play calling because McDaniels has completely lost his way. What, they run 9 out of 11 times on that first drive? They get down to the red zone? Yeah, let's put Brady back in shotgun. They're terrified to run the ball. McDaniels doesn't trust the offensive line or those running backs, so yeah, let's put Brady back into the shotgun. But the supporting cast, I'll admit, you people yelling about it for weeks, those of you pounding the table, bring AB back. They're not good enough. They're not good enough. Oh, no, they're good enough, and they got to give Myers more of a chance, and Harry will come. Nope, they all stink. They outside of Edelman, who's getting doubled, and James White, the supporting cast is garbage. Complete and utter garbage.
So that's it.
Yep.
That was it.
They're obviously going to make the playoffs, and they're going to have a home playoff game, but winning the Super Bowl, I'm out.
Have you given up, Mess?
No. I have not given up, but I will tell you, the answer to your second question, which is who do I blame? I blame the defense. I blame the defense for that game. You go on the road to Houston and look at the history with this team when they play good competition on the road. They went to Buffalo, they got 16 points. They went to Philly, they got 17 points. They went to Baltimore, they got 20. What did you think? You were getting 35 last night? You gave up 28. Once you give up 28, you're done. It's over. You're not going to win that game. And you know, they had chances to bail themselves out of it. Like, and I say chances in that, they're up 3-0 and Brady throws the pick. The guy returns it to the 6-yard line. I go, oof. Then the jackass takes off his helmet and gets a 15-yard penalty, and the ball goes back to the 21. And I said, wow, what a mistake. Now they're going to hold him to 3. They gave up 7. Then they gave up 7 on the next possession. Now you're down 14-3. If you hold them to a field goal there and you say, well, they're on the 21-yard line, I don't care. Number one defense in the league. You're on the road. You got to hold them to a field goal there. If this is the strength of your team, if you are this historic defense, then you hold them to a field goal, and you certainly don't give up 4 touchdowns.
So I think the defense is definitely skating today in terms of people looking at them. In other words, I agree with you, Mass. I agree with you. I think the defense had plenty of chances to bail out the offense.
Holy mackerel. I mean, they are built the way they're built. And you can't give up 4 touchdowns to that team and win. Indy went in there and held them to 20. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, don't do it.
To me, that was the striking part of the game. Deshaun Watson throws a touchdown into the end zone. Jonathan Jones knocks the ball out. They review it. Again, you stop them. The call gets reversed. No touchdown. They go back. They hit it on the next play. You give it up again? 2 in a row? And big third down plays to the all-pro corner. They went at him, and they completed the passes to Hopkins. So now, look, I'm not telling you that Gilmore was a total negative in the game, but one-on-one, when they needed Hopkins to make a play, he made it. To me, they're built to win on defense, especially on the road against good competition. That's the way they're going to have to win if they're playing on the road against good teams.
Sorry, understood. The offense is still more responsible.
Sure.
But that's sort of like the equation, right? The defense has to carry you when they don't carry you.
Absolutely.
You know, that's where you're at. So, I mean, I agree. And so I want to focus on Brady's part of it, but that's not to say I think he's more responsible than those around him. I think it's obvious that if he were surrounded by better players, he'd be better. I mean, duh. I think you could say that about most quarterbacks. And I, you know, certainly think that's the case here. And I do think it starts with, well, I mean, I just think he's capable of playing better than he's playing, and it starts with the function of what's around him. There's no disputing that. But could it be better than it is? So that's what I want to, you know, focus on. Could it be better than it is? And does Brady, it feels to me like Brady is all out of sorts because he doesn't trust the guys around him, and he's lost his patience. I mean, he lost his mind on the third series yesterday. The second series, he throws an interception. I mean, now whose fault was the interception? If that wasn't a good ball, the guy jumped the route.
It wasn't a good ball, but Harry also let that guy body him.
Okay, so I think they were all sort of involved there in that. It's not like you fooled anybody on that. Roby was jumping the route. Now, so the coaching or the scheme, okay, factor. The personnel, as Zoe pointed out there, no Sanu on a third down, key third down early in the ballgame, second series. So you can look at the coaching there. Harry could have done a better job, you know, using his size. Got it. But, and Brady could have thrown a bet. So they're all there. But it was the second flipping series.
Yeah.
It made it 7-3.
Right.
The next series after that, the next Patriots offensive series, on third down, Brady and Myers got crossed up on the sidelines, and Brady came to the sidelines and threw a conniption fit. It was the third series. It was 7-3. And he's chucking his helmet, and I guess yelling at Dorsett about the young guys, because the young guys were nowhere near him on that bench, right? It was Edelman and Dorsett who were sitting down next to him. And I get the sense Brady was venting about those other guys to Dorsett. I mean, I don't know.
Well, Dorsett sucks too, so I can understand why he was going in on him.
It was the third series. It was 7-3. And Brady's just, that's it. We can't do it. And I feel like that ain't helping matters.
Yeah, I feel like Brady's been doing that. You know, when he loses his mind like that, and again, when he flips that helmet off, right? Like, here you go. Just take it.
Oh.
Right? That whole thing just reeks of, I just... How do you expect him to get better if you keep pulling that?
Poor Marino. I mean, poor Brady.
Yeah, it's not a good look, but they are what they are. And this has been building. And I thought, well, it's been the weather. Well, they've been dealing with injuries. Dorsett had the concussions. And who's been hurt? No. They suck. The supporting cast is garbage.
How was
they
Brady? Don't
he wasn't good in this game.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I went back and looked at it. But maybe
he's part of it.
Was Dorsett not wide open in
he
the back
open.
Of the end zone?
He was open.
And he chucked it 10 yards over his feet?
Yeah,
over, and his,
he,
over his head?
To his credit, even he knew it, because the way he reacted was, ooh, I missed him. Right? But he missed him. That was on him. He had him open. That was a touchdown.
So, I mean, if he's bitching about his offensive coordinator, who's calling little rollouts on the 5-yard line, okay. But who is he yelling at there? He had Dorsett on third down come clear in the back of the end zone, 3 yards clear of anybody, and Brady sailed it over his head. So what's he bitching about?
I don't know.
And then he throws an interception on the next series. So what? I mean, I'd feel better if Brady was playing well and no one else was. How is he throwing the ball?
Yeah, that play. And again, those misses, or that miss on Dorsett, okay, because I don't know how many big ones he's missed in the end zone this year, but he missed one last night. That's a big play. That's a big play.
Now it's between 3 and 7.
Absolutely.
It's momentum, and it's the whole thing.
Absolutely, because then they end up getting the touchdown after you throw the pick. At worst, you're tied. As it was, you were only down 7-3. Okay, but it felt like it just got away from them very quickly.
Absolutely.
Very, very quickly.
And almost like resignation, I feel like. And not that they gave up, because they still kept going into the fourth quarter and, you know, came that close to an onside kick. And,
oh, that final score is not indicative of how that game played out. That's so fake.
No, I agree that it wasn't a 6-point game. But
they almost stole it.
Yeah, they played to the whistle, which is more than I can say to the Texans. The Texans gave up at the end, almost gave you a shot. Like, that last offensive possession by Houston was embarrassing. So, like, when I say I feel there was resignation before we got to the fourth quarter. And what's that about?
You know, the quarterbacks, it's a pity party.
And I think it emanates from Brady, is to answer my own question. I think it just sort of emanates from him, as opposed to, it's okay, guys, we'll get it the next time. It's, you guys suck.
Yeah, it is. That helmet toss, the way he just did it, and it's just kind of like
that was me after the Terry Bradshaw interview.
Like, get it away from me. Just get it away from me. These guys are useless. That's what it was. And I just think that, man, how do you expect, and I'm not telling you N'Keal Harry didn't make a mistake on the interception, because Murray's right. The one thing he has is size.
Yeah.
It's the one thing he has.
And how many inches does he have on Roby? And he got bodied on that play.
Use your size and force your way in there.
It's the young kid in his third game.
Of course. But I'm saying...
Bury him.
No, I didn't say to bury him. I'm just saying it's the one... I'm just saying he's accountable for the play,
too. No, but what I'm saying is Brady.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So just bury the kid, then. Bury him, because he's not ready, Tom. I mean... Maybe he'd be a little farther along if you worked with him in April, but I know we can't be bothered to do that. Those things don't matter. So, like, that, I'm not saying Brady's most responsible, but it's his team. This is his story. This is his final year.
He's part of it.
This is definitely part of it. Is this his final year?
He's not helping the cause, I can tell you that.
This is the greatest player ever and maybe probably his final year. And so that's where my attention goes. I think he's the story right now. And so... I don't know. I know what you're saying about the pieces around him. Does it have to be that bad? Could he make it better? Is he making it better or is he making it worse?
He's making it worse. And in fact, this was sort of one of my takeaways. You know, look, we're in December now. Are they getting better or are they getting worse?
So that's a stunner, too. But even still, so to answer my own question, hell no, I haven't given up on him, Murray. They're going to be 14-2, 13-3, home in the divisional game. And you think... that Baltimore's going to make it through? I mean, given the history, they should. Baltimore should make it through. They have four winnable games the rest of the way. And, you know, what is it? Buffalo, like they got Buffalo, and then I think their division. Like Buffalo, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati?
They got Buffalo, the Jets.
Jets.
At Cleveland and then home against the Steelers.
Okay. So given the way Baltimore's going, they should make it through. But given the history, will they?
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're so much better than the Patriots. Kansas City's defense is getting better.
I'm saying that. Well, last year you were going to be playing wild card weekend, and then Houston, they lost some sort of game they shouldn't have lost at the end of last
Philly,
year.
Yeah.
Something usually falls for you.
Okay,
that's all I'm saying. That's your history. Something usually breaks your way.
So the only thing I would ask is, why do you think the Patriots are going 14-2?
I don't think they're going to lose at home.
Okay. I mean, you might be right. I just, at this stage, 13-3, if they lose one more, they're not going to get the bye. I mean, they're not going to get the number one seed.
Right. No, that's true.
They lose one more, it's gone.
Also, they got one more game.
Because Baltimore's get the tiebreaker head-to-head.
Cincinnati, and then they got the division.
Yeah. So look, but, you know, you do have two games at home against teams that are playoff teams, Kansas City and Buffalo. And I like them at home, too. I do. But after last night, if there was one week that they don't show up, they're going to be the number two seed, and they're going to have to go to Baltimore. If that's how it all shakes out. I just think last night's one that hurt. Last night hurt. I mean, they you know, that was a significant loss.
Your thoughts, Boston. Have you given up? Like Murray? 617-779-0985.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Brady slipping away. Motions downfield. It's incomplete. Jacoby Myers, the rookie, was cut there by Lonnie Johnson. Rookie out of Kentucky, and it's fourth down.
That man coverage was good, and that man right there is getting frustrated because guys are not getting open. Across the board there, I could see all four guys in the route out in man coverage, and nobody was open. But so far, my lasting impression of this game was Tom Brady going off the field that last. That's what we're talking about here. It has been that way this entire season. And for all the greatness of Tom Brady, he has not been able to crack the code so far with this group of offensive players.
And they're 10-1 in good measure, of course, because that defense has been so suffocating. Special teams ain't bad either.
So that's Michaels and Collins. We're talking about Brady making that scene there on the sidelines. I've been through this so much, and we all have, if you follow a team with a marquee quarterback. I saw broadcasters do this for Favre for 20 years. I see him do it now for Aaron Rodgers. You saw him do it for Peyton Manning, and they do it for Tom Brady. And what it is, what I'm talking about, they focus on the plays where the guys don't get open. The guys focus on what's around that quarterback, as opposed to, did they spend any time on him missing Dorsett in the back of the end zone?
No.
They showed the reaction of him going, ah! But they didn't break that film down and say, look, he came free. Tom threw it too early. He threw it too high. They didn't spend any time on that.
No, they didn't. They spent zero on it. It struck me, too.
I went back and watched this just because I just wanted to see how Brady was actually throwing. He did not play well early in this game. The very next play. So the first throw, I want to say, the first throw on the next series. So they score the field goal. 3-0, they get the ball back. Brady misses a wide open Sanu underneath. What, he's coming across the middle like he ran. It was the same sort of play that he ran those times to pick up the first down one of the times, and then he came up just short the next, okay? This was the second series of the game. He was wide open. He was like 3-4 yards in front of the defensive back just coming across the middle. Brady missed him. Brady missed him. Then he throws the pick. Two throws later on 3rd and 4. Very next series, 2nd and 7, he's got Edelman on a corner route. Sort of a deep out. Throws it high and wide into the cheerleaders. Had him. Had him. Go back and watch it. Had him. So I just gave you, on his first 8 throws, four of them were bad. He misses Dorsett in the end zone. He misses Sanu underneath. He throws the pick, and we can share blame on the pick, but he's partly to blame for that. And then on 2nd and 7, he airmails Julian Edelman, who's open on the sideline.
I remember that throw.
He had him.
I remember it.
He had him.
I mean, and for him, as accurate as he is and has been over the course of his career, that's a horrible throw.
And the broadcast...
He missed him by a mile.
The broadcast spends no time on it. And I've been through this a million times. They didn't do it to Favre. They're not going to do it to this marquee quarterback. They're not going to break down that film. They'll show you how no one's open. They'll show you other things, protection, things like this, but they'll never, just rarely... stop and give me a replay where the guy was open and the quarterback missed him. Because, well, that's just the way the superstars quarterback gets treated. And Brady got that treatment. He missed a bunch of throws in the first half. I'm sorry. He did. And I feel like he's given up on the players around him. And I think it could be better. And he's part of the reason it's not. But he's not to blame. So, like, don't mistake the thing. Like, I'm telling you, like, Brady's to fault. I'm just telling you, if the offense is playing on a scale of 1 to 10 at a 4, Brady could make it a 6 if he was a little bit more invested, I think.
Well, and the other thing is, you say he's not to blame. He's not the fault. Is he helping?
No, I don't think he's helping.
So this is sort of my point, is that, like, in theory, Brady is supposed to be there to bail him out on some of this stuff. Like, honestly, I think that's what happened a little bit last year in Kansas City. When they really needed him in the third quarter and in the fourth quarter and in the OT, he was there. That's what his job was last season in the playoffs. That's what his job is now. And he's not there for them right now. He just doesn't believe in them.
I'll give you a couple more. Their third series, they called a ridiculous little push in the back on Julian Edelman on a run outside where he just put
hand
on the small of the guy's back, and they called him on it. So they were in 1st and 17. And then I think Brady did one of these things where he's like, screw it, and he chucked it deep to Edelman in double coverage down the middle of the field.
Ball almost got picked.
Should have been picked. Okay, so now it's 2nd and 17, and they actually hit a really pretty little seam pass to Lacoste on a play action to pick up that first down. Then they're 3rd and 7 on that series, and Brady takes a sack. But he had Myers wide open underneath, and the way I looked at it, I thought Brady was looking at him. Maybe he wasn't. He didn't start there, but I thought Brady got to him, and he had Myers wide open over the middle, and Brady took the sack. So either didn't see him or wasn't looking for him or didn't want to pull the trigger to Jacoby Myers. There were just plays like that throughout the first half. Well, he was not part of the solution. He was part of the problem.
No, and I think a little bit of it, too, is, you know, we use the term sped up, right? I think part of it is at one stage he got a little bit sped up. And by that point, the only thing is, I don't know if the Texans are the one who sped him up. I think he might have sped himself up because he was so pissed off.
He's so pissed off and so doesn't believe in what's around him and is all out of sorts because... But he's partly put himself in that place.
Absolutely.
He's all worked up is what he is.
Oh, there's no question he's put himself in that place.
Well, he's just playing the game.
He doesn't believe in it. He doesn't believe in the offense. He hasn't believed in the offense for weeks, if not months.
To your phones, as promised. Martin on the Cape, lead us off.
Mike, if the offense was going to gel, then by now it would have come together. I think Murray is right again. You can just play we're on the road to nowhere. Well, this is the end in the background. Because Brady has I am out of here. Tattooed across his forehead.
Yeah, or I'm done or I'm out of here, which is I can't help but going back to because I do think this is what the season's going to be about. It's Brady's swan song, isn't it?
I mean it feels that way.
Don't we think that the odds are that, I don't know.
If I was him, I would. I'd either retire or try to find a new team next year.
Looks like he's having no fun.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And again, we've talked about how things really materially are going to change next year. I don't think so.
I rule out nothing.
Same coaching. It's going
to
be...
All right, and do you trust Belichick to bring in, you know, or draft a wide receiver that could actually help you out? He couldn't do it this year, so I'd be like, no, I'm out.
I rule out nothing. It feels that way to me, too. I'm not telling you that's not going to happen. I'm just telling you that once he calms down, if Robert comes around and says, Tom, we'll give you a little more money.
Okay, I'd like him to calm down first, though. I'd like him to calm down during the season and just play.
But the way he's playing right now, like, they're almost separate issues because there's going to be such a gap in between when it comes time to make that decision. But the way he's playing right now, they've got a good defense. If he can just accept the reality that if he doesn't put the team in bad spots and he accepts the fact that, you know, they're going to have to make some key plays here and there, they'll be fine. They'll be okay. But it doesn't feel like he wants to do that.
Brian in Boston. Hi, Brian.
What's up, boys? It's B-Money.
What's up, B? How you doing? B-Money all grown up. He's now Brian.
All grown up, married, kids, you know the deal.
Yeah.
So, a couple points real quick. First is on Brady. You guys are talking about he's leaving. That guy would never leave. He's been here for 20 years. He won 6 championships and been to 9 Super Bowls, and he's put his blood, sweat, and tears here. So let's stop with the – he'll retire before he leaves.
Right, but just hold on. That's what I think. I think he's retiring. You know, that would be my leader in the clubhouse, B, is that he's retiring.
Okay. I'm just making sure. So now, back to my point. Yesterday, Brady didn't look so good in the first quarter. Yes, but we got to put into perspective the fact that their running game is not good because of the loss of James Devlin. People don't talk about that. And 3 offensive line. I mean, David Andrews to start the seasons off. Then the backup Karras goes out yesterday. So you got to understand how many plays he's actually extending. And yeah, he missed a couple. He missed a Dorsett play. But how many balls were dropped? And how many flags
How many drops did they have? The 4th and 1 by Sanu was bad. That was a killer. Give me another drop.
I don't feel like there were a ton of drops last night.
Okay, what was...
In the game, was it the game before against Dallas? That was horrible conditions, too. There were a bunch in the Dallas game. But not last night.
The running game. What was the problem with the running game last night?
There was no problem.
They went away from it.
They stopped calling it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
McDaniels was the problem with the running game last night. That made me crazy.
They ran for 145 yards and 29 carries when they finally, you know, and again, a lot of that was white. But even so, Michelle got 5 yards a pop. Michelle looked pretty good in the early part of the game last night. Then they took him out, and that was it.
Sure did.
So now I don't know if this was they get down 14-3 and they panicked and decide we got to throw the ball at the time or what. But again, I come back to the same thing. You have a good defense. 14-3 is not insurmountable. If you run the ball and get it to 14-10, now you're in a dogfight. So they got away from it. I have no idea where they got away from. No idea.
We continue with your reaction after Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Never left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Submit.
Fourth and inches. Ball splits the hash marks at the Houston 41.5. Sanu, Edelman, Lacoste to the right. Dorsett left. Brady under center with White
it's
behind him.
Sneak here.
Lacoste motions to the right wing. Brady waits on the snap from Ferentz. He takes it, drops back with a play fake to White. Sets up in the pocket. Throws it across the middle and an incompletion. Knocked away from Sanu. Ball jarred free by the veteran Jonathan Joseph. The Patriots elected to throw it, and they're denied.
Great accurate throw. That's a drop by Sanu on the drag.
Key part of the ball game right there. Key play. Who do you blame for that?
So I blame the coaching staff on this one and Sanu, obviously, for the drop. Why throw there? What do they have, half a yard to
yes,
get?
Yes, sir.
They couldn't just sneak it and get the half a yard?
Yes, sir.
You couldn't just go forward and pick up the first down? What the hell are you throwing for?
Again, that goes down to, and I'm with you, it's coaching more than anything else. That's McDaniels. He does not trust this offensive line.
I mean, really? Like, that to me was, as soon as Brady started to throw, I went, what the hell are they doing?
Right.
What are you doing here? It's a half a yard. All you got to do is put your head down and go. You're going to get it. You always get it.
14-3 at the Houston 42-yard line midway through the third. They had a couple of those spots where they were right on the edge of field goal range. They had one at the end of the second quarter. They had first down on the 39, and they came away with no points. They had a couple of those. That should be layups.
Yeah, again, the fourth and one. To call a fourth and one doesn't even do it justice.
And when I say layups, I mean layups for points. Points out of those series. All you need is five more yards and you're kicking a field. Who knows with the new Dingleberry there kicking the ball. But you know what I mean. I mean, good God, all you needed is to manage it a little bit better. Manage it a little bit better, get in field goal range. You're at least kicking there. And they couldn't even get into spots where they had to, where they kicked from the 39 freaking yard line at the end of the second quarter. That's pathetic.
The big thing for me there was the play call. I didn't understand that. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing? And just put your head down and go.
And then so the defense, to Maz's point, has a chance to pick you up there, except they then allow basically two long touchdown passes back-to-back, one of which didn't count, the second of which did. And, you know, the defense was in that spot, Maz, and you're right. So they could have picked you up there. Turning point, instead, they made it worse, not better, the defense. The one that I really starred was after Brady was throwing his conniption there on the sideline. So Brady's on the sideline stewing, right? And it's only 7-3,
mm-hmm.
And you've actually pinned them deep. They started their 12 freaking yard line because you pinned them deep. So you're only down 7-3. They're at their 12. Everything's fine.
This is a good drive by Houston too, but go ahead.
Everything's fine. You know, Brady's overreacting because he's so messed up for some reason. He just can't deal with what he's been surrounded by. But they're at their 12. You have the best defense in football. You're fine. Except your defense then allows a 13-play, 88-yard drive that Houston gets you with the ball to the Fells, the tight end, who was lined up as a running back. Good little conception there, conceived play by the Houston Texans. You had a play on that where John Simon had Watson totally dead to right, and he blew the tackle.
Yep.
And your defense had an easy chance there to bail you out and sort of pick Brady up. Instead, they allow an 88-yard, 13-play drive.
I mean, and so I'll tell you what I liked about Houston on that drive, because I felt like after how many years, however many years it's been, Bill O'Brien finally did some homework. Backs and tight ends.
Oh, they did a great job with that.
Over and over and over again. It was Johnson. It was Fells, the other tight end whose name I'm not even going to remember. The second tight end that they have.
The dude who broke out of the chunk.
Akins.
Yeah, him. Like, I said, well, there you go. Now you're putting the Patriots linebackers in coverage, and now you're beating them. This is how you do it.
Throw on the linebackers.
Absolutely. That's exactly how you do it. That's the way to beat them. And to Houston's credit, there was a methodical, patient drive.
But either way, so there's your spot. 7-3, Brady's peeing himself on the sidelines. So everyone calm down. You've got him pinned to the 12. Just defense, do your job, get off the field, and keep playing. But it felt like it goes from bad to worse. And I'm not blaming Brady for the defensive stuff. I'm just telling you that I think Brady
compounded it.
He just compounds it. He's just...
What's he have to do with the defense?
Nothing.
And the linebackers being slow and
I just said he has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Except there was a chance for the defense to pick him up, and they didn't. And I just feel like when Brady goes to the sidelines down 7-3, when Myers runs it long, he's not quitting, but he's like, well, this ain't going to work. And he's the resignation there. And I don't know. Does that help?
No. What it is how do you expect me to work with these people? That's what the line is. That's what it feels like. How do you expect me to work with these people?
You're right in the middle of the ball game. What do you mean?
I mean, look, you know, I don't want to go too far with it. Okay. But it's Kyrie-ish behavior.
It's Marino.
It's that kind of crap. It's that, like, how do you expect me to play with these underlings? How do you expect me to deal with this? That's what it comes off as. And again, say what you like. I'm not telling you Myers is a Pro Bowler.
He sucks.
You know what? I'm okay with Myers.
Maz, he sucks.
He doesn't suck.
He was undrafted for a reason. We've overrated this guy because he made a couple of good grabs back-to-back against the Jets and the Giants. He stinks.
What did he do wrong in the game?
How about the one where Brady is telling him, hey, come back, where he actually has some time and he rolls to the right, and he's trying to tell that idiot, like, here, either, you know, go or come back, and he's, you know, doing the motion, and he's out to lunch.
He wanted him to get on the field on that.
So that was the play that the pre-conniption play. That was the third down where Brady threw it deep down the sideline and Myers had stopped, right?
Right, right.
Or you're talking about another one.
Rolling to his right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got it mixed up with a play from last week. Last week was the one where Myers cut in and Brady threw it out.
I'm sure there's times that he runs the wrong way. He's a kid.
That's part of the deal.
He's a rookie.
As a third or fourth guy, he's fine.
Ugh.
He's fine. I see enough there. Like, you know, Harry's a different story. Harry's
so why Murray? Because he's not fast or, like, doesn't jump through the gym?
He can't do anything. He's just a fifth option at best, Maz. We overrated this guy. I've come to the conclusion that I've been wrong here, again, on the personnel. He stinks. They don't have any kind of tight end after Gronk was gone. And this is ultimately on Belichick.
Hold on.
And
now you're talking about four different things. Jacoby Myers.
Stinks.
You're giving up on him?
Yeah, he stinks, Mike. Just admit it. He stinks. He's not going to be able to do anything going forward.
See, I don't think Myers is the problem.
He's a rookie.
Yeah, I don't think Myers is the problem. I think the problem is what's before Myers. And if they double Edelman and they cover White with a defensive back, if they do that, then now you have limitations. Okay, but I think that's been true really the whole time. I mean, that's been true from the beginning, which is why I come back to the defense. I say that they're not going to go to Houston in a game like that and get 29 points. They're not going to get it.
I think you're dead wrong about Myers.
This one's now, because I can understand, because people have been driven crazy by this. Well, Myers actually looks pretty good, and I've been on that because he made a couple of decent grabs back-to-back weeks and looked good in the preseason. It's fake. It's like Austin Colley Austin Colley. You know, there's always a darling in the preseason year in, year out. He's this year's preseason darling. Like, get over it. He's not good, and I can understand Brady's frustration with him. He's in his own head, and he's trying to. And you hear what he says in post games, week after week after week. He's in his own head and trying to please daddy, and he's making himself crazy there. But in terms of the talent, he can't get separation. He's not that fast, and he's just not that good. So I'm done defending Jacoby Myers. I can understand Brady's frustration.
Oh, he's going to be a good Patriot receiver if they stick with him. He'll be one of these guys that no one gets because he's not fast and he's not doesn't have combine numbers and wasn't drafted high or drafted at all for that matter. He's just going to be a smart kid that gets open and catches the ball and will be there for you, a reliable, smart, good Patriot receiver. If they stick with him, if Brady buries him because he'd rather have some complete a-hole like Antonio Brown, you know, then that's out of my control. But if they stick with him, he profiles as one of those guys that no one gets, doesn't seem like he's so talented, but will actually turn out to be a pretty decent NFL receiver.
Yeah, look, again, I think Myers shows flashes. Murray, my personal opinion is that young guys are inconsistent. So you'll see him make up one pretty good play, and then he'll run the wrong pattern, or he won't, you know, he'll stop or whatever.
I think generally speaking, when they throw it to him, he's the
he catches it.
Yeah, he catches it. So I'm sure there's times where Brady wants him to zig and he zags. And maybe some of that's on Brady too, because he's all messed up. Brady's all messed up in the head. I hate to break that to you, but Brady's out of sorts himself. So I'm not sure if it's 100% on the kid every single time. But I'll put mostly, I'm sure Brady knows where he's going, and then, you know, that's the deal. He's not a finished product there. But I don't know, when Brady almost threw him out of bounds on a play later on in the ball game, seems like he got both feet down and caught the ball and made a really good catch along the sidelines when Brady decided to go to him. He bailed Brady out of that play, but we don't see it. You don't hear that commentary.
I don't know how they didn't overturn that. That wasn't a catch.
Me neither, actually. But they let it stand. But you don't hear that commentary about he bailed him out of a bad throw. I didn't hear any of that.
Is that the one when his left foot just came off the ground there?
Yeah.
That was close.
Oh, but speaking of the Patriots coaching, they call timeout. Or no, I'm sorry. They declined the penalty
right
before they went to the replay. Would they have gotten the ability to decline that penalty back if they had ruled that incomplete?
I don't know. Good question.
Because there was a defensive penalty on the play. Either way, we continue with your thoughts on that Patriots defeat. Yeah, I haven't given up. Murray has. That's it. Murray says it's over. It's done.
Yeah. They'll have the playoffs. They'll maybe win a playoff game, but they're not winning the Super Bowl. I stand by that.
Okay. Your thoughts, Boston, right after this?
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Pats will go for two, trailing 21-9. They'll deploy three receivers left. Lacoste, the tight end, hand down right. Now Edelman motions to the right. Wide is the single back behind Brady. James caught a direct snap in this building. Back in Super Bowl 51. Brady surveys the defense, lets the play clock expire.
It's going to be a run.
And the Patriots, we're going to bring on Kai Forbath.
Yeah, it's going to be a run. I think what he's doing there is counting the guys in a box.
Now this is going to create a 38-yard extra point attempt. Now between the hash marks, Bailey sets up on the snap from Cardona in play. Swing of the right leg. Kick airborne to the uprights. And the kick is no good. Hooked it left.
What did it make it hard, huh?
Didn't like the look. We didn't want to use a timeout.
So what the hell was that? What the hell was that? Talk about Herm Edwards. Clock management. So you go for two, but you take the delay. Then you miss the extra point from 38. So I get why they didn't. And Brady just briefly there, that was his post-game remark. They didn't like the look. You don't want to burn a timeout, which I agree with, actually. You're trying to come back in a ball game. You need those timeouts for the end of the game to stop the clock. You don't want to waste them on a untimed two-point conversion. So you don't take the timeout. Worst comes to worst, you take the delay, and your dingbat kicker from a dome has to make the 38-yard extra point.
But after they took that delay, did you expect him to miss, to hit that kick? Because I didn't.
Nope.
Yeah, you could feel it coming.
You knew it was going to go wide.
The whole thing was,
you could feel it coming.
This made me crazy because it just showed. So is that on Brady to take that, or he's just going out there and following orders? So ultimately, I put this on coaching.
For sure.
At that point, you're like, okay, you're chasing points. You get your head a little bit above water. You finally get some momentum here. You score a touchdown. Just kick it. You're down by 11. You take that delay of game, 5-yard penalty. This new idiot kicker, it pushes him back. Of course he's going to miss it. The whole thing felt like that's something you get out of Freddie Kitchens.
Yes.
Or one of the bad teams in the league. That kind of thing is where, that's where I've, you know, it's stuff like that. It's not just with the bad supporting cast for Brady in this offense and the defense coming down to earth. Like, that kind of thing, that kind of stupidity, I expect better from this team. That's why I start to lose faith.
I mean, can't they check into another place?
That's my second guess. It's like, okay. The box was heavy. They were going to run it. They don't want to run against a heavy front. No problem. You don't want to burn a timeout because you need them for the end of the game. All right, we're all good here. You don't have a check with me. You don't come to the line with two plays in case you happen to see a heavy front.
I mean, so that's what. So this is what
I mean, I don't mean to act like I'm George Halas here or something, but that's going to be as basic as it gets. We're going to run here from the two, except if they throw eight in the box or we got a heavy front.
Of course.
Then we're going to have this.
Right. You have another option. What was the other option? And why didn't Brady call it? Like, there's no way he went up there with one play.
I can't believe that.
Saw that it was defended the way it was defended and said, well, I'm just going to take the five here. Since when?
And that also,
the Patriots?
That, again, speaks to how terrified McDaniels is of his own offensive line. Like, or, he just does not think they're going to be able to move the ball when they get down into that area.
Or Murray. My conspiracy theory is, I say conspiracy theory, my theory is Brady said, I can't change the play here because the guys we have on the field don't get it.
No, that's probably part of it, too.
And then he said, I'll just take the five and we'll take the 1 point. And then he goes back to the sideline and says, I can't change the play. These guys are idiots. Like, that's my conspiracy theory, is that he just wasn't going to check into the second play because he didn't have the confidence that they'd be able to pull it off.
Who's on the field? Let's see.
So, right. So, I'd have to go back and look.
I mean, Harry, by that point, was benched.
Oh, yeah. He was buried by that.
So, he's not. I doubt. Maybe he was. I don't know. Maybe he was on the field. But I thought he was done by the second half.
I mean, I don't remember seeing him after that interception.
Well, he played 22 snaps. So, he played after it. I saw him line up a couple times. But I didn't notice him in the second half.
Was he just running off coverage at that stage?
I don't know. He was lined up, though.
I thought that they had pretty much put him in a cardboard box on the sideline by then and packed him up for the return home.
So how do you feel about that? How do you feel about bearing the bench, for all intents and purposes, bearing the rookie, benching him after that interception?
Hate it.
I'm okay with it.
I hate it. Again, you've got a limited number of weapons as it is. Like, I hate it. And, you know, the one thing he did show last week against Dallas was you put him down in the red zone, he might be able to score a touchdown for you.
Murray, why are you okay with it?
Because he sucked, and he's a bust, and I'm right about that. Like, Mike, and we were talking about this in the postgame last night, that injured, that him putting on PUP for a while, like for a hamstring or ankle injury or whatever it was, like, and you hear what Gasper says and some of the other people that are down there, and you hear like that he doesn't practice that well, and it's not just Brady. The coaching staff doesn't trust him. They either think he's soft or stupid. So, you know what? Well, at that point, they're still into the game. In the game, it's 7-3. You can't trust him. He can't run a good route. He can't body anyone when he should be able to, when he has inches on someone like Roby. He doesn't really know the playbook. He ain't that good.
That's
so
a guy that
for the rest of the game, sit your ass down.
That's a guy I think is worthy of your invective there, Murray, is N'Keal Harry, who's got all the talent in the world and should be there and isn't, versus Jacoby Myers, who fought his way from the bottom of the roster to actually helping you out a little bit. Like, Harry, fine.
Yeah, credit to Myers for actually, you know, being undrafted and making his way onto the team. You know, I do give him credit there. Harry, a first-round draft pick, he looks like a complete bust.
So I'm not writing him off yet, okay? It's early. He missed half the season. Like, who the hell knows? I don't feel good about it. I'll tell you that.
Let me ask you another one.
But just quickly, I told you I thought it was stupid to take a receiver in the first round with their history. Stupid. Stupid, 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 stupid. They asked for this.
How about a second-round pick for Mohamed Sanu? How does that look right now?
Not great.
It's another one. He looks glacial, if you ask me. Now, look, he might have an injury, so there might be another variable.
And a high
there.
Ankle?
So, he doesn't look to me like he's got much left.
And can you just use someone else as a punt returner, please? I love how he went for the fair catch at the 7, when you should just have it roll into the end zone, you
brutal,
dummy.
brutal decision.
I thought that was a little
brutal.
Lazy or something.
Oh, God, what a mistake.
I guess I didn't know this until last night. Sorry, Maz, that until he got to the Patriots, he had one career return as a punt returner. That was it. One time in his career had he done it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So that's
is there any chance they just told him to do that? Like, just fair catch it?
No, the rule is inside the 10, isn't it? Almost always to let it go?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm just saying in general.
I don't think it was. I always thought you almost always let it go. And unless maybe it's – where was that punt coming from? Was it a plus 50 punt where the returners are already there? I don't know. But that is – for a team that spends as much money as they do on special teams and has so many special teams-only guys to still not have a real punt returner, that's kind of annoying. I mean, seriously, you have all these jamokes running around out there in the middle of your roster that you're actually paying a little extra money to that you don't need to go cover a fair catch or cover a kickoff that goes through the back of the end zone. I mean, that's 80% of the kicks in the league are fair caught or through the back of the end zone, yet you're paying like this kid's the freaking rugby
your
player.
Nate Ebner's,
right,
yeah.
Exactly. But you can't have someone to actually return a punt who could actually do something for you.
Yeah, all three phases, Felga.
So that's sort of annoying. I promised your reaction to it in 90 seconds, no commercials. I'm also going to have a giveaway for you in 90 seconds, no commercials. Just an update here from Murray.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect. On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.